I thought it was an upbeat speech. I thought it was a compelling call to bipartisan cooperation on key issues. He had the right issues, focusing on the economy, and the right roadmap, which is focusing on new technologies, which can keep us up front, and on education, and on energy issues. I thought those were the right focuses to get us into a economic growth pattern. He rightfully pointed out that we are beginning to grow. It took a lot of work on his part, and frankly on the part of Democrats, the Congress, who insisted that we'd have an economic recovery package. If that sounds partisan, it's factual.
There's a report here this morning that says that you kind of disagreed with one of the things that he said, that deficit reduction being a Republican idea, that you said President Clinton created the last budget surplus. Explain that a little bit in terms of what you thought in comparison with what President Obama said last night.
Well, it's not a Democratic or Republican issue. Deficit reduction is a bipartisan issue. We're all obligated to try to get these deficits down, but to say suggest that it's a Republican issue ignores the fact that the last president to give us a surplus was President Clinton, who gave us two straight years of it, and then at the end of his term, and then President Bush came in and immediately took steps which got rid of the surplus. So I think that's very clear historically that it was a Democratic president who really took the initiative, and he did it with a Democratic Congress in his first 2 years. When President Clinton and a Democratic Congress put into place a deficit reduction program, which was painful. It involved reducing the size of every federal agency except the Justice Department. It involved a tax increase for upper-income folks. They got a 3% increase if you had, I believe then it was $200,000 in income or more. Everybody paid a 4.7 cents per gallon gas tax more, which went to deficit reduction. Of course, that's when gas was a lot cheaper than it is now. But nonetheless, there was a tax increase that everybody contributed to who drives, and upper-income folks made a special contribution, not necessarily their own choice, but nonetheless, we did that. And it was painful, but it led to surpluses. And those surpluses were very important and never should have been squandered the way they were by the incoming Republican president.
I'm curious when, you know, you look at this also from the standpoint of one of the points that the president made last night was taking a look at some savings in the defense budget. You being, of course, on the Senate Committee of Armed Services, just when you look at defense budget spending and you start talking about cuts and looking at savings, what challenges does that present, especially when we're considered to be in a time of war around in places around the world?
I think when you're in the middle of a war, it's particularly difficult to actually reduce the defense budget overall. But that doesn't mean there's not areas in the defense budget which are going to have to be looked at, because they are. There's no way that we're going to get significant deficit reduction without the cuts in the defense budget, which is the second biggest part of the budget. Can't do it. So we can't ignore the defense budget and think we're serious about deficit reduction. And you can't ignore tax increases. There's absolutely no excuse for giving the upper bracket folks a tax cut. They don't need it. It does not stimulate the economy very much, at least not compared to giving middle income people a tax cut when they're much more likely to spend it and stimulate the economy. So the Republicans want that upper bracket tax cut. They got it this year, not with my support, but they got it. I hope it doesn't continue beyond this year if we're serious about deficit reduction.
We're speaking with U.S. Senator Carl Levin this morning, reaction to President Barack Obama's State of the Union address yesterday. Obviously, one of the changes sort of, I guess, in a way to try to adjust the tenor of the room was some of this bipartisan sort of no one party on one side of the aisle, sort of folks sitting together. A lot of talk about that also affecting maybe some of the previous grandstanding bursts of applause that we've seen over the years with previous State of the Union addresses. What was your feeling of the mood? Are we seeing some kind of posturing here now, and it's going to go back to rhetoric as usual, or is the rhetoric going to tone down in light of all of the discussions that have been had lately?
I think the rhetoric is going to tone down because the events down in Arizona.
Right.
that is what really woke a whole lot of folks up as to just how divisive, how harsh some of the rhetoric has been. It's not going to make a huge difference, I don't think, in terms of differences over issues. And on the other hand, people, if they begin to see each other as human beings with honestly held positions, although they're very different from the ones that one might hold himself, that may contribute, and hope it will, to solutions. But in and of itself, sitting together doesn't do much, but it kind of gives a little boost to personal relationships across the aisle, and that's good.
Just kind of a final question for you on this morning, Senator. You've seen many of these in your tenure in Washington. How would you compare this speech in terms of some of the other ones over the years that maybe seemed to be groundbreaking at the time? Is this one that maybe we're going to see some changes in the political process? Or what are your thoughts? What's your reactions?
The president was eloquent. He was sincere. He, I thought, gave a very positive, upbeat pitch about our country and what the problems are, and that really is the purpose of, I think, one of the purposes, at least, of a State of the Union message. He kind of said, look, folks, this is who we are, and this is what strengths we've got, and no one else has got them quite the way we do, so let's get on with it, and we'll get it done if we work together. So I give him a lot of credit for a very positive speech, and I thought it was one of the better State of the Union speeches that I've heard.